Well, just really playing, continue to play fast with the new schemes. There's things that you don't show in the preseason, and you try to practice them accordingly, outside of getting everybody ready to play the upcoming game. So I just would like to see the defense to continue to progress through the menu of defense that we have in store for the season. Aaron, we haven't had our meeting yet, but I'm sure Aaron will probably play the first series or so, and then we'll go to Brian after that. I'm not sure about Matt yet.
How do you think Brian looked today? He seemed to have some good moments there in practice.
I thought Brian had a good day today. I thought he played well in the game. I think he's starting to make some progress. I think Anthony's done a nice job. He's made a lot of big plays. That's a big plays today. I thought defense in particular had a better day than the offense. But Anthony's done a lot of positive things.
Mike, what's the thought process that goes on with you and Ted when you guys are talking about roster cuts and stuff and maybe trying to know whether or not to take a roll of the dice and cut a player and hopefully sign him to the practice squad or taking up a roster spot to keep him?
Well, the conversation for your football team is really just ongoing. I mean, it's something that you talk about all the time. You evaluate every practice. You spend a lot more time on the game evaluations with the coaches, and Ted sits in on those meetings. So it's particularly a daily conversation that you're always working through numbers and, who's competing against who. And really your competition is really players from other positions competing with players. Are you going to keep this many guys, that many guys? So it's something that you continue to talk about throughout the week, and this is a big game Thursday night for a number of our guys.
Like aside from just the 3-4, what has Dom brought to the team?
Number one, Dom is an outstanding football coach. He's an accomplished football coach. He's a first-class individual. I've enjoyed getting to know him personally. He's done a great job with his staff, and it's like anything in this business. It's about the people you work with. And when you're hiring a staff, it's important to, you're going to be spending a lot of time with these individuals. And I really like the way he's led the group over there, and he's brought the defensive staff together. And that's there's a lot of camaraderie, throughout the third floor with those guys. So they've all been an excellent addition, and that's what you look for in a staff.
Coach, what is your plan?
Haven't done the play time quite yet. I can get that to you after we meet. I mean, this is technically a Thursday for us. So after we evaluate today's practice, we'll have some things that we'll look at tomorrow's practice, and then we'll finalize our play time.
Are you saying it's a big game Thursday for a lot of these guys on the bubble, per se? But how much of the game versus what you see day in, day out of practice? How do you weigh that?
Well, you weigh everything. I mean, you want me to give you a percentage? I mean, it's all part of the equation, and it's really – a lot of times it's not about talent, because there's a lot of talent on the field. It's how you fit it all together, because you're preparing for a season. You're not just preparing for the Chicago Bears or your first four games. It's a season that you're preparing for. There's a menu of things you're trying to be ready for in all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams, and you try to make sure that your team fits that. And that's why it's such a hard position. It's a hard decision when you go through each position, because there's going to be good football players that have probably earned the right to be on this team that may not make it.
Coach, with Jackson Hurt, Wynn, and Lumpkin, and Sutton have a pretty good opportunity to make an impression this week.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think we've done a good job trying to roll those guys in. It's a very competitive group, and there's going to be tough decisions coming out of the running back group.
Having been around Dom now for a little bit, what do you think makes him so successful?
I'm sorry?
Having been around Dom now for a little bit, what do you think?
Well, he number one, he has experience. People tend to forget he's the one that implemented the defense in Pittsburgh, and it's been there ever since. It's a big part of their success. He's very, very organized, very detailed, very, very consistent, and he's an excellent leader. So I think he's off to a great start here.
Mike, the Titans normally use their starters longer in the last preseason. Do you like that matchup? Is it your reserves?
Well, it's good for us, because you find out about it. If you look at last year's game, there's particularly our younger players on defense played well in that game. better than we did on the offensive side. So it's a great experience anytime you get to play, you know, against top-notch competition. He has a foot injury, and we're actually doing some more testing with him this afternoon. We're really not sure what it is, so we'll have more information for you tomorrow.